Kearney Jordan, who is the director of the Academy. Let's start at the beginning. First, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
And let's give the quick past and present of the Academy. Has that been the name that the Civics used for its educational arm for a long, long time?
For a good while. I'd say about 10 years or so now. I've been involved with it since 2014. I'm going on 5 years here. With the Spokane Civic Theater as an employee. Mm-hmm. I've been volunteering there since I was 8 years old, so it is a second home to me. But the Academy has seen exponential growth in the past 2 years as far as what we're offering, as far as programming. A lot of people don't realize that we are year-round programming. We have after-school classes throughout the year, and then summer we are all day, almost every day. We do a full produced musical and a studio theater production in the summer, as long as some specialty shows on the main stage, radio plays and everything. So we are throughout the year. We're very busy. When we're not at the theater, we are in schools doing Shakespeare in schools, creative dramatics. It's my dream job. I'm living the life.
Well, and certainly over the wonderful range of actors that grew up in Spokane that I get to encounter, so many say I got my start doing that. You know, in the educational part of what Spokane Civic Theater does.
Absolutely, and even in my short time being there, like I said, you know, I was a kid there, and now I get to work side by side with a lot of my mentors and teachers. But now to see, just yesterday, I got a graduation announcement from a student that started with me when they were in seventh grade, and now they're graduating, and it's very special. It's very cool.
Yeah, certainly it is. And so then, because I've even noticed throughout the year, sometimes it seems like even on vacations or days off or something, you'll suddenly do little guerrilla things and do and do extra things and things like that. Seems like there's a lot of spontaneity built into all this too.
It's been, like I said, we've seen enormous growth in the past 2 years or so. I have to credit Jake Schaefer and Mike Shannon over there with kind of giving me the opportunity to try new things and see what works. And a lot of that has been feedback from the students and the parents of what do you want this programming to be? What do you want to learn? What do you want to, you know, we want to challenge these students so they can actually learn and come back and grow as performers. So there has been a lot of that, let's just try it and see if it works. Mm-hmm. And if it works, we'll keep doing it and build on it. And if not, hey, that was a fun learning experience. We are here to learn. Mm-hmm. So it's been enormous growth, and to the point where that's kind of why we're even partnering with North Central on this fundraiser on Friday, is we simply don't have room at Civic anymore to do a lot of the things we want to do, just because there is a shortage of space there. So we are partnering with North Central, just right down the street from us, to use their lovely theater. And in doing so, we are also helping raise funds for seven of their students to go to the International Theater Festival for the first time ever. So that's really exciting for them, because now they're growing. And when we see someone else in the theater community growing, we want to get behind that and support that. And like I said, you know, when you have such wonderful growth in your own program, you definitely want to help where you can and share the bounty.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, Kearney Jordan, the director of the Academy, the educational arm of Spokane Civic Theater. And so there's this show on Friday night at 7:30 at North Central, and you got to put on a show. And there's a couple of people that are involved with this show. So let's find out initially who they are. Nancy Gasper is doing this. What's your involvement with Civic Theater that you're involved with this show on Friday?
Oh, well, my first show on stage in the community was at Civic Theater close to 20 years ago. I was an actor at Dancing in Lunasa on the main stage. That was my first show. And I ran into someone who worked backstage and held us together, you know, as backstage people generally do. And I mentioned, I wish I would have realized the talent who was involved in that show then. I was so new to the area and new to the Civic that I didn't realize the caliber of people I was working with, and that shaped me being around them. Everyone helps each other. It's a constant place of growth and learning at the Civic, no matter where you are in your acting career.
And speaking of your acting career, you're going to be in the role of doing some improv in this show. Tell me about that part of your direction.
Well, improv, I started doing it because it terrified me.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And I ran towards that fear, which I find it, I grow the most when I go towards the fear instead of running away from it. I started with Spokane Comedy Sports when that was here several years ago as well.
Yeah. And Tom Olson, you also are doing this, like kind of the same questions. What's why did you walk in the door? Why are you doing this?
They asked me.
He's a phenomenal improviser, yeah. One of the best in the area.
I'm an improviser. I will agree with that much of that statement.
Okay. Okay, and so talk a little bit more about when you are an improviser, how do you get to practice your art?
I practice it all the time.
I know, but I mean by practice, I mean deliver it in comedy clubs and what are the venues?
I was a member of the Blue Door Theater, which is a great improv theater.
Oh, yeah.
It is.
Absolutely.
I'm also a member of that troupe right now.
You are. I was. I'm an old man.
I wanted to join them because of Tom.
That's not true.
You're right. No.
So they do it there. There's actually there's some great college teams here in town. I think the Spokane Comedy Club does a bit of more improvised stuff with their
with the stand-up. Yeah.
Combine that with like their drink and debate, mm-hmm. and a couple other formats they have that are more inclined to improv. Mm-hmm. I just did it at the Blue Door, and then I did it in Chicago.
Okay, talk about
where
that.
In Chicago.
Which is not a little thing.
Yeah. No.
No, Chicago's very big.
Yeah. No, okay. And again, we'll have to twist your arm to get a little bit more out of you.
No, I went to Second City Conservatory out there, and I went to IO, which is the Improv Olympic.
In the world of music, there's often a lot of discussion back and forth, especially classical musicians trying to figure out jazz. Do you learn jazz? Do you go to school for jazz? Do you study, you know, with your right brain ways to play jazz? No, with your left brain, I mean ways to play jazz, or do you just do it? And so, how much of that parallel goes to how you learn improv? Do you just do it, or is there a craft involved?
It's interesting the way you phrase the question, because a lot of classical musicians, before jazz ever existed, classical musicians that are the most well-known name of classical musicians used to do impromptu concerts. Mm-hmm. That's improvised. Mm-hmm. That's before jazz. I don't see those things as necessarily. They don't have to be different arts.
They don't have to be. They just end up being kind of. So then, in improv. Go ahead and talk about how you make it work. You know what? How do you study it? How do you do it?
Well, it's you know, because unlike other theaters where you want to start with your script and start with your points and figure out how to hit those points, improv is more about jumping out of the airplane without the script.
It's about discovery.
Yeah. And so you know you don't have the script, so then you work on the fundamentals on how can we create, edit, and present this all simultaneously, all working together. So there's definite fundamentals to work on there, mm-hmm. but it's more of knowing how to, training yourself to know how to build the pieces, and then you get on stage and you jump out of the airplane. And it's remembering how to build those pieces while you're falling.
Yeah. And so now, maybe back to Kearney, how are you using these people and their skills in this show on Friday night?
Well, just building really quickly off of what Tom said, as far as the fundamentals, it's true. I tell my youngest students that are like 5 and 6 that such a large percentage of theater is listening, and you have to be engaged and aware of what's going on stage, even if it's scripted. And it's a great thing when we do try to teach them improv, and all of a sudden it's they have to rely on that listening to get to point B and then to point C. And if they don't, and they don't collaborate, which is such a huge part of what we teach, then, you know, the show's not going to go anywhere. So these wonderful talents, we have Nancy, who is an amazing dramatic actress and has done so many shows at Civic.
Thank you.
It's fun for people to come see her do a little bit more of her comedic side. And we also have David Honeycutt, who I know is performing at Eastern right now. Kelly Jean Powers, who is just a phenomenal talent, and Brett Hendricks, who has been doing improv a while, but I know him because his daughter is my intern at Civic, and she's a phenomenal actress. So it's these people coming from these different areas of their lives to support this. I do want to give a shout out to Blue Door Theater. Another element of our show is a silent auction, so we will be having a lot of silent auction items in the lobby, and Blue Door has graced us with tickets, improv classes for teens and adults, so they just get to keep carrying on this love of improv.
And Powers is with Blue Door right now.
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't know if Brett is.
Brett is, as well as Honeycutt. Nice. David also, I think, is the improv coach at Mead, and Brett is over Guts at Gonzaga.
Yeah. We try to have someone from Ignite come and join us, but gosh darn it, they have rehearsal, which is the excuse of every actor in the area. They're either in rehearsal or in a show. But yeah, so we really try to make this a community effort.
So you're going to have getting quite fairly specific here, you're going to have a whole bunch of different short improv things from different people, or are you putting them all together just have to make it happen?
I think I want to clarify, there's a difference between stand-up comedy and improv comedy.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, we're all going to be performing together. It's going to be the collaborative end of improv. And we'll be doing some short form stuff, and I think we have a couple of improv students from around town.
North Central High
that
School.
We don't know, but I think they're going to jump up. We might use them in a couple of short form games, and then we're going to have an intermission and a silent auction, like Kearney said, and then the back half we'll do some long form improv, which is more of the jazz analogy.
Up a play on the spot type of thing.
Yeah, so there'll be that mix of short form and the audience participation and involving the students, and then long form, which I just recently learned about and am in awe of. I would do Shakespeare, I will do drama, I will cry on stage. Oh my gosh, though, long form improv is terrifying to me. And so entertaining.
So did anybody bring any short form improv in your pocket?
Well, we have games, but we haven't written the script, if that's what you mean.
Because it's impossible.
Yeah, you just make it up as you go.
Well, you got any you can make up as you go right now?
Give us a suggestion.
We could. I don't know how well it would play for radio. Improv is nestled somewhere artistically right in between folk music and a magic trick in that's how well it would work on the radio, and if you saw an improviser or a magician on the bus, you would sit farther away.
I think we could do tag team monologue or something like that.
We could just do something, anything, whatever you want.
Yeah.
You want to just do a group monologue?
Yeah.
Let's leave me out of this. This is all you two.
That's fine.
Okay.
All right.
Do you want to, give us a location that is somewhere people would meet up.
Vinegar Flats.
Okay. An object that would fit inside a convection oven.
Wow.
Such a specific unit of measurement.
I don't know. An abandoned lunchbox.
Okay.
It's hard, isn't it, Fern?
And one more object. Okay. One
Go
more
ahead.
Thing.
A relationship between two people.
The father and his estranged daughter.
Okay, so to recap, father and estranged daughter, an abandoned lunchbox in Vinegar Flats.
Hmm. Okay, we'll incorporate those.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, this is my daughter. We have not spoken in some time, but it's time we talk, darling, Gretchen.
Sure, Dad. Whatever, I can't believe you drug me here.
Look, you are Gretchen Vinegar, the heir to Vinegar Flats. And I am not much longer for this world.
Thank God.
Your opinions of me notwithstanding.
I hate hospitals. When can I leave?
When I die. Listen. The legacy of Vinegar Flats is in your hands, Gretchen. It is time for you to stop being a mopey 12-year-old, even though you are definitely a mopey 12-year-old, and become the heir you were born to be.
Dad, this is a legacy? No. It is my Star Wars lunchbox that you stole from me.
Listen. I will buy you 6 lunchboxes if you just take Vinegar Flats more seriously.
What?
Too long we've been a joke. There's something I need to tell you before I leave.
I'm listening.
We are in secret war against
Don't say it.
Brown's Edition. Yes.
I love Brown's Edition.
We are going to take over Brown's Edition. And you need to lead the army once I'm gone.
I am so on board.
Good.
In this lunchbox, there's a cipher.
Yes. All 6 of these lunchboxes have different plans on how Vinegar Flats will take over Brown's Edition.
Okay, Dad.
It's my life's work.
Wow.
And you...
You can fit your life's work in 6 lunchboxes.
No. 6 lunchboxes and in your heart. I will be gone soon. But you will lead up and become the 12-year-old ruler of these 2 places.
I finally feel like I belong.
Don't belong. Take.
I will take.
Make them belong.
Bye, Dad.
Wow. Fabulous. Okay, right in front of our eyes, Tom Olsen as the dad and Nancy Gasper as the 12-year-old. And you had a reconciliation at the end. Happy ending on that improv. Thank you. That's a sample of the quality of the amazing imagination of these people.
Absolutely. Yeah. And with improv, you're never getting the same thing twice. It all just depends on what a suggestion is or what creative idea the person has in that moment.
Great. So this is a one shot only. It's Friday night at North Central High School at 7:30. This fundraiser for a combined fundraiser for the drama department at North Central High School and for the Academy of Spokane Civic Theater. Kearney Jordan, thank you.
Oh, thank you so much for having us.
And you 2 brilliant people, Tom Olsen and Nancy Gasper. Thanks a lot for coming.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.